You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, YNR fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and it's your weekly prediction edition for the CBS soap opera. I've got five hot predictions for you. One for Chelsea Lawson, one for Adam and Claire, one for Victor Newman, one for Jordan, and one for Tucker and the Abbotts. And as always, my predictions are based on current storyline action and official spoilers from CBS Daytime. We're going to jump right in. If you have not, please reach down, click subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. Now let's talk predictions. My first prediction of the week, I think Chelsea Lawson's mental health is at risk. I think she could be spiraling soon if the men in her life are not paying close attention. So next week, we have more on Connor Newman with Chelsea Newman at the doctor's office. And then after Connor steps out of the appointment, Chelsea stays behind to talk to the shrink, and she breaks down into tears and tells Connor's shrink she's not sure she can handle this. Chelsea is still, I mean, it's not been quite 2 years. It's been like a year and a half since she tried to kill herself. It was October 2022 when she tried to kill herself. And so she's still in recovery mode. I think she's still fragile. I think we see that. And back in October 2022, Billy Abbott literally talked her down off a ledge. And since then, you know, she did inpatient therapy. And she's been, I think, stable and getting stronger and getting mentally healthier since then. But things like that can turn on a dime. They can go bad in a flash. Depression can go that way. Addiction, so many mental health issues can have a backslide, and stress is a big source of issues for that. So, and this Connor thing is very stressful for her. I think Adam and Billy should both be on high alert about Chelsea being at risk. She's already blaming herself, and she's saying this out loud next week. She worries somehow that what Connor is going through is her fault, either because of her own mental health struggle or from him getting bullied at school about her, you know. Adam certainly has issues. He's got enough issues to start a magazine. And Billy is sympathetic to all this because he's had a nervous breakdown before. So I just hope these two men realize that something more may be going on, and they take steps proactively to make sure that Chelsea Lawson is not at risk again. Monday the 18th, spoilers say Chelsea and Adam have Connor at the doctor, and she breaks down talking to the shrink after they're alone. And then on Tuesday the 19th, Chelsea blames herself for what is going on with her son. Our second prediction, I think Adam might be a little annoyed that Claire is going to get a completely free pass on what she's done, and he may hold a grudge. So next week, there's this big Newman family dinner with kids, grandkids, all the grown-up kids and grandkids. And it looks like Adam's there, so is Claire, and they face off. They look kind of tense in this picture I saw. I can't show it to you because of copyright issues, but I don't break copyright law. She has asked a lot of questions about her Uncle Adam already, and Victoria, of course, has just like, don't worry about him, poo, poo, poo. And she also commented when Adam was at the ranch the other day, and he was basically in her face about things she's done, and he's not lying. These are things she's done. And she said, you're not like the other Newmans. That's true. And neither is she. I mean, they are really the two outlier Newmans raised by other people. And overall, I will say, aside from murdering that one guy to save his mom, Adam had a better childhood than Claire did. He was raised on that farm in Kansas by his loving but blind mom, Hope, and his stepdad, Cliff. Claire was raised by her lunatic great aunt, Jordan. So I think she wins on the bad childhood lottery. Neither knew they were Newmans until they were, well, he knew she was a Newman. She knew she was a Newman the whole way. He didn't. They both came into the family as adults, I should say. And both have done bad things. But Claire was not the architect of the bad deeds she did. She was just a gaslit participant, where Adam was definitely the architect of many bad deeds. So I think Adam might be annoyed that he's still getting crapped on by everybody and blamed for everything from seasonal allergies to climate change to the coffee at Crimson Lights being cold. Meanwhile, Claire is has not taken a lot of heat for trying to kill her mom, her dad, her Uncle Nick, you know, her grandparents, all that. So can Claire and Adam coexist? I really hope so. I would like to see them as friends. And I think it will happen eventually, but I don't think it's going to be an easy path. Spoilers for Wednesday the 20th say that's when there's the family dinner. Claire is struggling to bond with family, but most of the Newmans are there supporting her, and Adam is at the family dinner, not too happy about it. My third prediction, also Newman related, I think Victor may soon hand out some ultimatums just all over the place to several people in the family. Once the Jordan threat is out of the way, I think Victor is going to demand family loyalty and family unity. I don't think he's going to tolerate Victoria continuing to berate Adam, but I also don't think he's going to tolerate Adam berating Claire or anybody else in the family. He's tired of Nick picking at Adam. That's gotten better recently. Nikki's been crapping on Adam, but hopefully this life or death dilemma with Jordan may have her seeing, you know, better the evil you know than the one that comes out of the blue and bites you in the butt. I mean, compared to Jordan, he's not so bad, right? He's only tried to kill them, you know, maybe once. So I do think Victor's going to tell them all, damn it, you're going to get along. And I think that'd be great because I know from seeing here in the comments and just from my own perception, I am so tired of hearing Adam getting pooped on. Adam back in the Michael Muni days, sure, full on villain. The Justin Hartley days, pretty villainous. Mark Grossman's version of Adam, he's a puppy dog. He's practically sweet. He hasn't done truly horrible things, just a few naughty things. So spoilers for the week ahead, Tuesday the 19th, Victor tests Nick and Summer's loyalty. And then the next day on the 20th, the family dinner, he wants to move on in a big way, get the family to a good place. We'll see how smoothly it goes. My fourth prediction, Tucker is going to try to alert the Abbotts to the Ashley crisis. Next week, Ashley continues her troubling downward spiral. She's playing games with Tucker, texting him after throwing herself at him. She's all over the place. And he already told Audra that he thinks Ashley is having a psychotic break or something. I don't think he's going to give up on her totally. He did tell Audra he thinks she needs professional help, but Tucker also told Audra he has no interest in playing savior or hero to Ashley, and I do think he means it. I don't know if he can stick to it, but we'll see. But he doesn't seem to want to help her himself, but he wants to see her get the help she needs. I predict he may go to the Abbotts, maybe to Jack, maybe to Billy, maybe whichever one he thinks will listen, maybe Diane, I don't know. And just say, look, Ashley's behavior is off, and I think y'all need to get her evaluated. But the question is, if he does go to them, will they listen? I don't think they will, but I think he's going to make an effort. We'll see. Spoilers say on Monday the 18th, Ashley keeps playing games with Tucker. She texts him and says, forget everything. I don't ever want to see you again. So she's like rubbing all over him like a cat in heat and then rejecting him, thinking she's going to bring him back around. Hopefully he'll come back around with some professionals to escort her off to get some much needed therapy. Our fifth and final prediction, Jordan Howard might get away. Next week, Nikki fights with Victor about Jordan. He's got her locked up. He's planning to turn her over to the authorities. But first, Nikki wants to confront her, and Victoria and Claire side with Nikki, and they convince Victor to let her go. He tries to insist he needs to go. They say they'll go with her instead. You can't go, but he sends a guard. So it looks like there's a chance, though, that she might get the better of them. And I just worry that she might escape. Monday, spoilers for the 18th, Nikki debates with Victor, and then Victoria and Claire weigh in support of her. Tuesday, the 19th, Nikki wants payback on Jordan, but it backfires, says the spoilers. And other spoilers say Jordan has one last trick up her sleeve. So I'm predicting an escape, but I hope I'm wrong because I want this over and done. And if she does escape, maybe the cops will run her off a cliff and she'll go out Thelma and Louise style, but you know, without a friend. All right. Those are all of my predictions for Young and the Restless next week. Please subscribe if you haven't already. Definitely drop your comments, whether you agree, disagree, think the storyline's going another way. Drop your comments. I love reading them. Thanks for tuning in. We're here 7 days a week talking Young and the Restless. And as always, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.